you know,
right,
instead of
the state on this.
Daily, you know, breadwinning hunt.
Mm-hmm.
And it is very funny that at one time, for instance, he did, he was contacted by a movie producer who made a picture with a famous singing star, and Eric was supposed to orchestrate the arias and all the things for him to do the music in between, the background music. And this man apparently was very rich and was going to finance this whole thing. And so Eric told him about Job and how wonderful this opera would be, and if you only had the money. And he said, now how much do you need, Mr. Zeisler? And Eric said, well, with $5,000 I could do it in a year. And he said, then I'm not interested, because if $5,000 is enough for that, I couldn't make anything that would be worth my while. That the percentage of this would be, if he had asked for $250,000 or maybe $2 million, he would have listened, you know.
That's amazing.
And it's really, you know, we didn't know the circumstances here in Hollywood. You have to learn all these kind of things. And so, also organizations to whom we wrote, and so it was, we tried several times the Guggenheim, and we tried Fulbright and all these things, and it was always negative. Because the fact was that we didn't know anybody. It's important, and you have to have some recommendations that are, you know, inside,
That's right.
Know, some friend there, and we were too short in the country and didn't have, had no connections in this direction. And then finally, around 57, our circumstances were better, you know. And Eric, I mean, at that time, I was already, you know, earning money, and I could help. Because I was, went into teaching and got a credential, and Barbara was now big enough, she was 10 years old, and and could, from this time on, I was teaching, because she didn't need me anymore so much. And Eric was established at the college, you know? And so I could go, and so that helped. And then, because it helped, you see, then Eric, when he didn't need so much the money, so much anymore, did not work anymore for this very, very low, you know, slave prices that he had to accept before when we needed to think for, to buy the soup for the next day. And so, for instance, Primal, when he came now and he didn't do the records anymore, but then he copied from the record, but just did orchestrations for him. And they were well paid. At that time, Primal made a picture and insisted that Eric had to do the orchestration for his songs that were in the picture, so he got the regular union movie prizes that were fine, that he had never gotten before. And so all this helped, and so we finally got rid of the little house in which we had been for 17 years, and which was so impractical, you know, and really a great hindrance, because Eric had no good working room, and the working room was next to my bedroom. And so in all these years, even when I needed it, you know, very badly, because everybody gets the flu once in a while, I had toothaches, you know, where my tooth would be swollen, and I would have a fever from this. And I could never use my bedroom and lie in bed, even when I was sick, you know, I had to go up, you know. So, because he was so disturbed by this, because the bedroom was next to the workroom, and his students couldn't come in through a bedroom when there was a sick person, and all these kinds of things. And so we finally got another house, which was beautiful, and I even remarked to Eric that, I said, this house will prolong your life for 10 years, I said, because where we were, the environment had changed, and it wasn't any more possible, for instance. We used to go on walks, it was near sunset, that wasn't any more possible, you know, it became a very unhealthy and, you know, region where you didn't dare to walk anymore in the evening or not even in daytime. And at that time, Eric had a student who was the wife of the head of Universal Studios. Oh.